Welcome to Talking Taxes Hill Roundtable, a Bloomberg Tax podcast. We'll sit down with our Hill team to discuss the latest legislative activity dealing with tax. I'm your host, Amanda Icone, and we're excited you're here. Hi, I'm joined today by Bloomberg Tax Hill reporters Lydia O'Neill and Stu Basu. Thanks for joining me, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
So the shutdown continues, and IRS funding landed in the middle of shutdown politics this week. Lydia, walk us through what happened.
Sure. The House passed a few bills to fund the government, including one to fund the IRS, which would give it $11.3 billion. It matched appropriations legislation that the Senate passed last year. So it's kind of a way of saying, oh, we're going to mimic exactly what you were able to pass, so why can't you take this up as well? But the Senate does not appear to be very optimistic about it. There was a deal apparently between Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that they wouldn't bring up new legislation unless there was consensus between the House, Senate, and the White House on government funding. And this was a deal reached in December, and now they're complaining that Nancy Pelosi, the new House Speaker, has violated that deal by bringing up all these new spending bills. But nonetheless, there were 8 Republicans who voted in favor of this financial services spending bill in the House, and some Republicans, specifically Pat Roberts, spoke to me and was a little bit bummed about the shutdown and hoped it would come to an end soon, that the Senate might actually bring up this bill.
Turning to the president's tax returns, Stu, Senator Chuck Grassley addressed this matter. What exactly did he say?
Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley met with reporters, and it was clear that, you know, he has an interest in the process of obtaining the president's tax returns. We've known for a while now that the Democrats are interested in looking at President Trump's tax returns. Ways and Means Chairman Richie Neal has the authority to do so. What Grassley told us is he's planning to meet with the Joint Committee on Taxation, which is a nonpartisan congressional tax body, to learn more about the process. This was a clear signal from Grassley that he would be involved. He would get involved if the Democrats made a move to look at Trump's tax returns.
This isn't necessarily Grassley saying that he's interested in looking at the tax returns. This is more of a check on what the House Democrats are
exactly
doing.
Exactly. He wants to be part of the process so that the Republicans can also have their say. They can look at the same documents and come to their own conclusions.
Speaking of Chairman Neal, we now know which Democrats will be joining him on the House Ways and Means Committee, and it could dramatically alter the committee's direction. Stu, talk to us a little bit about that. Who else will be from the Democrats will be joining the committee?
So the House Democratic Steering and Policy Committee, they have recommended new Democratic lawmakers for the Ways and Means Committee. This is a lot of people, a lot of lawmakers in Congress aspire, in the House side, aspire to be on this committee. The lawmakers named reflect a very careful balancing act by Democratic leaders between the moderates and the progressives. There are at least 5 members that I can count that are part of the Progressive Caucus. And it kind of foreshadows the battles ahead for Chairman Neal in Ways and Means, where, you know, he has to balance competing interests and also show that he can govern.
Can you give us an example of policy differences within his own party?
These progressives are likely to focus, again, on President Trump's tax returns, income inequality efforts, expansion of the earned income tax credit, stuff like that. And then Richie Neal, you know, his own interests lie in kind of expanding retirement savings, possibly looking at some healthcare tax-related stuff. So, you know, they will eventually have to find common ground if they really want to pass legislation.
On the Senate side, Lydia, there will be some new members joining the Senate Finance Committee. Do we know where their priorities lie and how that might shift the focus of the Senate Finance Committee?
Yes, Stu and I caught up with the 3 newest additions to the Senate Finance Committee from the GOP, which is in control of the Senate, of course. So Stephen Daines said he wants to make the tax cuts from the law passed late in 2017 permanent. Todd Young really wants to get rid of the medical device tax. And James Langford mentioned two bills that would require more information reporting on federal programs and grants, which would impact the IRS.
Well, great. I know you'll both be watching all of those issues for us, and we hope you'll join us again next week for another edition of the Hill Roundtable. Thank you very much, Lydia O'Neill and Stu Basu.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Talking Tax. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Bloomberg Tax and subscribe to our show on iTunes or SoundCloud. Tune in next time for even more analysis on the tax news of the day. From the nation's capital, I'm Amanda Icone.